Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Good morning, Indiana. As the Christmas season is upon us, we pray for our country as the turmoil is continuously mounting between political philosophies. Of course, the radical, liberal, globalist, socialistic, and abortion-loving Democratic Party philosophy is absolutely disastrous for freedom-loving Americans and our constitutional republic. The radical Democratic Party agenda is based on the Antichrist system found in the Word of God. The war for the mind is on. Jesus tells the disciples, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Where is the power of the church in America today, my friends? The church has lost its power because it has quenched and grieved the Holy Spirit. The Antichrist voices are drowning out the voices of the gospel, the only source of all freedom and liberty. You may argue the church has not lost its power, but I challenge you, if the American churches had the power of heaven upon them, the gospel, prayer and the Bible would still be taught and practiced in the classrooms of America's public schools, and we would not be witnessing this political destruction of our electoral process. The atrocious sins of America are due to a lukewarm church because they have lost their spiritual power. They have quenched the power of the Holy Spirit. Balaam is still alive and well, placing many stumbling blocks before us, upon which the churches have blindly fallen. Read about the false prophet Balaam in the book of Numbers, starting at chapter 22, and read the warnings to the churches in 2 Peter, Jude, and Revelation of Balaam's devices. Preachers, Christians, we need to be imploring the help of heaven in these latter days instead of gleefully desiring a stimulus check from the feckless demagogues that hold office in our morally and financially bankrupt governments around the country. Who are these feckless demagogues? They are the useless politicians that are trying to play God. Another stumbling block Balaam put out there is the hundreds of perverted and corrupt English Bible versions that have caused nothing but confusion. And God is not the author of confusion. Many of these versions have completely removed the word hell from the Old Testament, including Lucifer's name. Wow, I wonder who was behind that. What benefit is it to leave the Hebrew word Sheol in the Old Testament text instead of translating it for the reader? That is why this series on the messenger is so important for the God-fearing Christians out there who are so perplexed by the course of our nation. The nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. Not Sheol, hell. See Psalm 9:17 in the King James Bible. Before the Lord's return, let's get our power back and have a real revival of holiness, truth, and biblical understanding. If my people, which are called by my name, who are God's people that are called by his name? Well, you have the Jews, were God's people in the Old Testament, and Christians are God's people in the New Testament. So, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The best present we could ask for in this Christmas season is for God to heal our land, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Lord, heal us from all disease, sickness, and this engineered pandemic. But also, Lord, more importantly, heal us from our moral and financial bankruptcy. Let's get inoculated this Christmas season with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Messenger, Part 18. How many of you are familiar with John Birch Society? John Birch Society. Have you ever heard of the John Birch Society? Do you know who John Birch was? He was a Baptist missionary. First American to be killed by communists. He was a single man, went onto the mission field in China, and basically he melded himself into looking like and living like the Chinese people and speaking the language fluently. And he was used by the U.S. Army when the Japanese invaded China. It was easy for him to cross enemy lines and then bring back, information back to the American soldiers, the Allies, and the Chinese of where the Japanese troop movement was taking place. And the Japanese thought he was just a Chinaman. Just a regular common Chinaman. And so John Birch Society bases their name upon him because he was the first American killed by communists. He wasn't killed by the Japanese. He was killed
by the communists. After the Japanese left, he was killed by the communist Chinese that came down from Russia. And so why did I bring up Jonathan Birch? John Birch came out of J. Frank Norris's church. And so powerful missionary. And he came out of J. Frank Norris's church in Fort Worth, Texas. I forget exactly what it was called. And J. Frank Norris is also the founder of him and several other preachers helped launch the start of the Baptist Bible Fellowship, where Dr. Dixon was part of, and the college that he went to, and my in-laws went to, and Greg went to, and Ellery went to. And so that's the connection. So let me read to you. This is Dr. J.R. Stranton, and he's speaking to J. Frank Norris. I want to tell you, it is not the powers on the outside, but the power of wickedness, the worldliness in the inside, that has broken my heart and life. It is the burdens and conflicts on the inside that have caused my anguish. And Dayton Straighten, that's how you pronounce his name, Straighten, Dr. Straighten was, he died with this burden on his heart, this anguish on his heart for the church that had become more and more worldly. He died in 1929. So J. Frank Norris was a young man at that time as a preacher boy. Charles Francis Potter, he was the Unitarian minister that Straighten debated in New York City. There's a series of books on the debates. He was a Unitarian minister. He wrote this. Now, Joey Faust, he has preached on Charles Francis Potter and his design with John Dewey, to destroy the public school system. But listen to what he said. This is a famous quote of his. Education is thus a powerful ally of humanism. And every public school is a school of humanism. What can the theistic Sunday school, meeting for an hour once a week and teaching only a fraction of the children, do to stem the tide of a five-day program of humanistic teaching? This is from the American Association for the Advancement of Atheists. There's an organization. There was an organization. It's morphed into other organizations today. But the American Association for the Advancement of Atheism. Nothing is so reveals modernism as a comment of an atheist. Okay, this was written in about 1930s in a report. It said, church drift to atheism. The spread of atheism was never faster. It is not measured by the growth of atheist groups, but by the decline of religious, dry rot, by the decline of religious belief as a controlling factor in the lives of men. The drift of the age is away from religion. This loss of faith causes consternation among the Orthodox, who are powerless to arrest the movement. The reconcilers, which are the liberals, the modernists, are heroically saving the ship of Christianity by throwing her cargo overboard. With what zeal the Fosdecks and the Matthews, and they were just big names in the atheistic modernist movement, what the zeal of the Fosdicks and the Matthews and the whole crew of rescuers tossed out first the Garden of Eden, then the flood, followed by the virgin birth, atonement, and the resurrection, and then they gain a great victory by getting rid of hell and heaven and the devil and God, though with much ado they keep the name of the last, meaning they keep the name of God. They may save the vessel of ecclesiasticalism, but how long will men sail the ships in an empty, or how long will men sail the seas in an empty ship? They will go ashore and enjoy life with the atheists. We welcome the aid of the modernists. Now, this is written by atheists. We welcome the aid of the modernists and pledge them our fullest cooperation in ridding the world of fundamentalism, of any serious acceptance of Christian theology. That is dry rot. When the church throws those things out because the power of the Holy Spirit is dwindling. Well, I don't want, you know, I'm not going to teach evolution to my, I'm not going to teach creationism, and especially I'm not going to teach a young earth, because I'll look like a fool in the eyes of humanity. I won't be prestigious in the eyes of the other church fathers that are out there in our denomination, and I don't want to go to, you know, my university and say, well, I believe in a young earth, and all my professors and all those men with PhDs are going to laugh me to scorn. I don't want to say that the NIV and the ESV, you know, well, they've taken the word hell out of the whole Testament completely. I don't want to ridicule that, you know. Then I'll look like some stupid pastor like Greg DeZula up at the pulpit, crying out against the King James Bible, crying for the King James Bible and the Bibles that take out the... I don't want to be some little podunk pastor. I want my name to be prestigious in the world. I want to have all those alphabets after my name. And... you know, I want to be invited here to speak, and I want to be invited there to speak. And, I want to be able to pray before the House of Representatives in my state. And I want to be invited to do those things. I want to hobnob with, you know, the politicians and the executives in the city. And so... that's the dry rot that is taking place in the church. And as the Spirit of God dwindles in churches, that's why churches are dying. People don't attend. You got Methodist churches all over the city, all over the state, that the Methodist church is selling because nobody attends. And, or they're sitting vacant and vandals go in there and destroy the church. But they could care less, because they don't want to stick to the word. They have modernist teachers. The modernists creep in. They're the devil incarnate. They're wolves in sheep's clothing that come into these universities and destroy the word of God. Oh, Mary wasn't a virgin. That's not a virgin. She was a maiden, but she wasn't a virgin. Don't believe that virgin birth stuff. Don't believe in this miracle or that miracle. Jesus walking on water, that's impossible. He can't do that. He can't do that. It must have been, the water must have been shallow where he was. So in your notes, you're on page 11 of your notes. Page 11 in the middle of your notes. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit. Turn your Bibles also to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Some of you have heard my message on the geocentricity and heliocentricity, where I point out the Bible clearly defines The earth is the center of our universe. The earth is the center, not, and the sun orbits around the earth. Whoa! You believe that, Pastor Greg? And you got a degree in engineering? How did you get a degree in engineering and you believe that? You've gone backwards. You're insane for believing that. Everybody knows that the earth orbits the sun. We've been told that since we've been little toddlers. Not according to the Word of God. The sun. And so when I've taught my students back years ago in the school, I said, now, you know, they had a section on evolution and creation and comparing the two. We used a Christian textbook, so it was emphasized creation. But on the side of astronomy, they didn't dare touch the geocentric side. And so I would teach them about geocentricity. Now I said, now many of you are going to go on to college in a few years. You're in junior high now. You're going to go on to college. You convey that to a teacher and they will think you believe in the flat earth. They think you can sail off the earth and fall off the earth. They're going to think you're insane. They're going to think, what little podunk town did you grow up in? Who taught you astronomy? But you're gonna either have to stand for it or buckle under, because they're going to mock you and ridicule you. So it says in your notes there, you're on page 11 in the middle, it says, a condition of practical holiness, worldly separation, is required in order to be received by the Lord at the day of judgment. A condition of practical holiness or worldly separation is required in order to be received by the Lord at the day of judgment. Look there in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. It's very important here to understand what the scriptures are saying. Verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Remember, you as a believer are a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God lives within you. So be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? The important thing is we need to commune with those of like precious faith. In our marriage relationship, in our work environment, and especially in our church environment. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what? Who's Belial? The devil. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Okay, kind of hard to go into business and have a partner in business, and one of you is a strong Christian believer and the other is an atheist. Your whole philosophy of business is going to be different. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? The temple of God. You are the temple of God with idols. For ye are the temple of the living God. Ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. God is walking in your temple. The Holy Spirit is walking in your temple. You are His people, you who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. There's a requirement to be separate. What did God do with Israel? What did God do with Israel? He separated them from Egypt. And he brought them into Canaan land, into a promised land, and he told them to extract the Canaanites and the Jebusites and the Hivites and the Hittites and all the parasites of the land. Cleanse the land of those people. Get rid of them, because you leave them in the land and you're going to go after their gods instead of after me. You're going to get dry rot and you're going to go after their gods. So you got to remove them. What's Hollywood trying to do to us? Put their idols into our minds. They want to corrupt the mind. That's their agenda. They're mind corruptors. They're brain washers. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. He's speaking to believers. This is a requirement after you're saved, to be separate from the world, to keep yourself separate. What did Israel do all through the Old Testament? They constantly walked back in the ways of the heathen that were around them. They started to worship their or sacrifice their children to the god of Moloch and burn them and abort them. Oh, sounds like something we do in our country. Greg sent me a link on Child Protective Services and about one of the states. I forget what state it was, but they have misplaced, I think it was Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. Misplaced children. 200 plus children misplaced. They don't know where they're at. Take children out of their parents' homes and then you can't keep track of them? Whose hands are they getting into? What pedophile hands are those children getting into? We need to understand that in order to be sons and daughters here, in this aspect here, we need to separate. This talks about holiness, the Holy Spirit, the sanctification, being holy, 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 the allowing the work of the Holy Spirit to come in and clean the house, to clean the temple, to make it presentable to the Lord. And so it says, I will receive you only if you keep yourself separate. Separate from the world. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.